This way, right? This way?
Mm-hmm.
All right, lit.
Cool. So you're probably wondering how we weren't here for a while.
It's been a hot minute.
Hot is an understatement. There's just nothing to watch. Let's say it like that. There's nothing to watch. You've noticed that. You know, The Flash is in HBO Max, so, you know, nothing.
I've been meaning to see it, not going to lie. Nothing. I know I shouldn't, but I'm going to.
Nothing of value is getting lost, so... also, actors and writers are, you know, kind of not doing anything.
Yeah, true.
So...
They're on strike. Been on strike for a while. I hear more people are going to start, though. Visual effects artists are going to, you know, be part of that, I think I heard.
Video games, voice actor something.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's good. That's big.
So, yeah.
What do the executives think about this?
Well.
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Not So Serious Podcast. I'm your host, OJ Feliciano. With me, as always, is Luis Jimenez. And boy, do I miss saying that. It has been a while.
Has been.
Not So Serious Channel has been struggling. Nothing. We have nothing to talk about. Why? Because we literally have nothing to talk about. We've been meaning to talk about this, though, for a while. But we're like, you know what? Let's let simmer. Let's see what happens. This isn't going to be gone anytime soon.
No, I think they will have a cohesive, good argument that we're not even going to be talking about this. They will have kumbaya.
Nope.
No.
I was like, they'll reach an agreement.
Of course.
They're
adults.
I shit you not. Every single week, we're sending each other more news. Like, yeah, they just keep fucking up. It's like, this executive said that. This executive said
that. No. Don't even say this executive. David Zaslav and Bob Iger are like at the focal point of doing dumb shit for their company.
They really are.
How do you go to being apparently a chief executive officer, meaning that your word is law?
Yeah.
And the one thing you're going to be saying in the midst of having your workforce, because again, he has employees.
Yeah.
They're the actors and writers.
Yeah. Well, they're part of his employees.
So his strategy is saying, we're going to take a $300 million to $500 million loss. My fault, G. My fault. However, I'm expected that third quarter bonus, right? Because at least we made, you know, The Flash came out, right? So it's very tone deaf how they paint themselves as villains. It's like, guys, what are you guys doing? You guys are crippling the lower rank writer. And it's like, what do you mean by that?
It's like, what do you mean? That's no, we're advocating for them. You're doing that.
I swear to God, they like pin you down and it's like, just breathe. Just breathe.
Hey, what do you mean? We can't talk about that. That was a problem last year, remember?
Say. And it bungles my mind. Come on. Again, like grown ass adults are not aware of the necessities that we're struggling right now.
It's what baffles me the most. It's like, what do you mean you're not getting paid? I just got my bonus.
Oh, you guys don't get paid with bonuses?
You guys don't get paid. It's like, but the bonus has just rolled in. You're in charge of handing those out. I didn't hand them out. No, I got mine.
I got mine.
Yeah, but you distribute the money. I do that?
Ah.
Right, let me see what I have left.
That pays rent, right?
I don't even think I can buy water with this anymore.
No. In California? Hell no.
Hell no.
No.
Papi, aquí en PR que te sale $3 en la luz.
Sí, que. This is it. This is exactly the issue that we're going with. This is what they think you guys are worth. And for some odd reason...
And then, point it. They hand you this. the people who are striking. Executives. But I gave you, you're tossing your money away. It's like, you're not paying me. You're being ungrateful. Okay, fine. You know what? I'll do you one better. I'll give you $2. How does that sound?
But my show is the number one show on Netflix.
Yeah, but Netflix doesn't, you know, we can't really run numbers on Netflix, so we can't really tell how much you would make. You know, no, because the contract says that it's on live television, and we're not doing that anymore. So, you know, your contract doesn't really, you know, make sense.
Your subscription is $20 a month.
Yeah, but you know, I get that. I hear you. Trust me, we struggle with that a little bit too. My quarters did not make it like I expected last year, but hey, we're all struggling here. The point is, you, right, your contract says that you get paid when it is aired on TV.
It's, but you guys are TV.
No, those are streaming services. There's a difference.
On a TV.
I get it, but you know, we're no longer using cable. We're using the internet now. For streaming services. It's on demand, you know. It's not like if you can't, you know. I can't tell how when it's being aired, because that I used to do that with the cable TV.
I'm going on strike. I'm not going to write for you.
But why would you do that? The fans demand their content. What are we going to do?
I fuck the fans. That's what most people actually think, and that's pretty pathetic and funny.
I have seen those rants on Twitter. Like, oh, why don't they just get to work? Because they're not getting paid. Dude, it's so stupid. Like, this is just going to be, like, us rambling. Because you know. And if you don't know, that's
You're going to know.
You're going to know. But that know. Little skit is essentially what's going on. Writers. So it started with the writers, which isn't new. This has happened before. They're like, look, we're not getting paid, right? And it's stressful because they are literally like, look, we're not getting paid. Mm-hmm. Upcoming writers don't want to do shit like this because they're not going to get paid. Also, the introduction of AI is trying to get rid of our jobs, which is weird, right? Mm-hmm. I have a whole discourse when it comes to AI. Where it's like, look, is it a great tool? Yes, when it's regulated. The problem is you don't want to regulate it. That's not how you use tools, you know? That's not how it works. You can't just... Bro, AI is scary. Mm-hmm. If you don't regulate it, you're fucked. So that's my point of view on AI. It's like, look, I'm down. It's a great tool. Because that's what it's a tool. Same thing as a hammer. It's a tool. You use it to build or destroy.
You can use your hand.
You can use your hand, but you have a hammer. It'll help you. It helps. AI helps. It's fucking fantastic. I really like AI and what you can do with it, but I'm also scared of what you can do with fucking AI because a lot of people can lose their fucking jobs, and they clearly are. We've seen this. We saw what they did. So writers are fucking going on strike. Next thing you know, the actors are going on strike because little did you know, they're not getting paid either. Why? Streaming services.
Yeah.
Because, and here's the thing, all they have to do is update their contracts, but
to fit
the executives don't want to update their contracts because they did rewrite the contracts with their unions and they were like, look, we're just going to present it and it should be good. They're like, but unacceptable. It's like, what do you mean unacceptable? You just have to
pitch, all you gotta do is just pinch in 0.02% of your annual profits.
Literally, you're making billions of dollars. 2% is nothing.
Not 2%. Zero.
Right.
0.02%.
You're right. That's most all they're asking for.
So yeah. So in context, and I'll try and find like at least some of the demands.
We'll try.
Most of them has to go with. Writers' rooms, they're getting decreased by year.
Yeah.
Usually you see a lot of five, seven, eight writers.
Yeah.
And you have that consensus of people with different ideas, different perspectives. So you can have a more concise and more broadened series.
Especially for TV shows.
Especially for TV shows. TV shows, even if we really think, it was 22 episodes. you will see it right now from September. You have your Halloween episode, you have your Christmas episode, you have your little hiatus after that, then you have, then they go back around like mid-February. You end the season. Rami, that's your year. That's your season. I know. Those are your seasons. So it was 22 episodes, beginning, middle, and end.
Yeah, now we're getting 12.
You're getting 8. You're getting 6.
There you go, yeah.
So as they decrease, less writers are needed.
Yeah.
Which, fine, you're not...
But here's the thing. They're decreasing in episodes, but increasing in shows.
Increasing in shows. Yeah, because you can fit more shows.
Exactly, and during the year. So
you're decreasing quality because you rather have the quantity of 20 shows rather than like five shows that you can like run throughout it and have the quality of it, because like, ah, man, you know, because like you said, if we're going on traditional TV, you're going to have a lot of people, you know, that aren't CEOs getting a bit more money, because that's where the chunk of the change is going to be there. So now when you have a streaming service, especially Netflix, and to be blunt, outside of Netflix CEO saying that he also pays the subscription, which is hilarious, having a multimillionaire pay $15 a month.
Look, I want to be very honest with you. I did not know that, and that is
he said that
hilarious.
He said that.
So Kong up here has a serious question. He's curious if the founder of Netflix, that's me, still has to pay for their subscription. And the answer is yes. I have always paid for my subscription. I still pay for my subscription 25 years later. And even more surprisingly, I made everyone at the company pay for their subscription.
Because I know he said that to be like, I'm just like
I'm
you.
I'm just like you. I'm just like you. You just like... It's so funny to me that out of touch, powerful people think they're just like us. They'll wear the Converse and the skinny jeans and like, you know, t-shirts, be like, guys, I'm not just a CEO entrepreneur. I'm like you. I open my Netflix and it says, hey, yo, Ted, go pay me that $15. And I'll be like, I'll be gladly taking that on my paycheck, even though it'll be bounced back the minute I bounce it back to them.
That is
because
such
it's me.
That is so-
if you think about it, it's almost like money. It's almost like money laundering.
Yeah, it is. Fuck. It's like it's paying him, which increases his net worth by paying the same. He used the credit card hack on himself. Oh, no.
So that is a conundrum. What the writers are asking, what SAG-AFTRA is asking, like you mentioned, AI is getting more and more diverse.
Yes.
To kind of put it a little bit more mildly. To the point where there is a serious possibility that a AI song will be nominated for a Grammy.
This is a thing?
The song Heart on My Sleeve by AI Drake and AI The Weeknd.
I had no idea.
Has been submitted for Best Song and Best Rap Song. And it is legal because by the Grammy standards as of right now, it was made by a human. And it was. It was a producer who used AI. Don't know if he used ChatGPT. I don't give a shit. He just basically put up a beat, put the little AI thing, put some lyrics, and it sounds like Drake and The Weeknd sang the song.
Look, I'll be honest. I'm fine with this whole process, except for the fact that you're using their voices without their consent. And without them getting any monetary value. Oh, wait, or do they?
No.
I heard they were going to do that. They didn't do that?
The only thing they've done is copy strike them, have them outside there any platform, but they weren't getting any compensation when it was, you know,
that's fucked
there.
Up. Yeah.
So...
I did it once. I used AI to write like a script. I never used it. I was just testing how AI it would work. Mm. And the thing I did is like I did a prompt and it would just continue it. But I was writing the story as I was going along. So it would just like, it's like hitting Beautify. So I was like, okay, oh yeah. I walk into, it was like, I first said idea for horror movie. Fuck, it was a weird octopus monster thing, whatever, and it did a cool thing. I was like, that's pretty cool. I enjoy it. I was like, yeah, it's interesting. I fixed it because I was like, these things don't make sense, right? It's still a fucking machine. And then I was like, okay, it absorbs freaking whatever matter. So like it's almost like you're having a brainstorming session with yourself. And that's cool when you are like alterating shit. Like for good brainstorming ideas, like I get it. Mm. But to use it as an execution and as a musician, I can go like, hey, I want to make a beat. Fuck it. AI makes a beat. But then I have to alternate, right? Because if you ask AI to do something for you and you are going and you're going to sit there and go, it's perfect, but you're fucked.
Beats aside, which the issue from the issue that I brought up there wasn't really just like he made a beat that just so happens to have AI voices of The Weeknd and Drake, is that he used the voices of
Drake and I agree.
The beat was his, the producer's beat. Yeah. That, again, music is out in the air. You can make anything. But its status is not using their consent to use their voice. And don't know if he made any profits of it. But again, he submitted it.
I actually didn't know. That's fucking wild.
I think like yesterday or like
Antayel. That's fucking wild.
And I read it and that's when it hit me. I'm like, okay, we're getting into levels. Scary. We're getting into levels where we're going to blur the lines because we're going to just assume, no, someone had to touch something to make it happen. Therefore, it wasn't the computer.
Yeah.
You know? Someone had to type in stuff. So technically, a human made it.
Yeah.
So
it's almost it's almost like, okay, so I've seen this. So again, AI has become an issue on multiple like companies.
And there's
right?
a lot
multiple
of
multiple industries, right? Say. The one industry where I've seen where it has been utilized in a much, it has been received a lot more positive, is in the marketing industry. And I say this because my girlfriend works in the marketing industry. And she sees it like, she says, oh, it's good for small companies. And I'm like, I agree. But it's also like, I feel like, it's weird. And it's like, no, because they made a new job position for that. It's called AI moderator. So they're basically, they're the ones in charge of typing the thing and fixing it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, cool. But you can do that with people. Like, I get it. We've had the discussion multiple times. I'm like, look, I get it. And yes, I see the possibilities in marketing. But, like, in the arts, it's so sketchy, right? Like, I don't give a fuck if you're using AI to fucking make a promotional post. Fuck if I care.
I love AI when they do, you know, like, precedents, rank Chick-fil-A items, yeah, you know, on YouTube.
That's funny.
That's cool.
You know, but then again, you know, we like memes. Use AI for memes. No one gets hurt when it comes to memes.
No one gets hurt.
But, like, yeah, and you see the industry, music industry, I saw it get a... Well, if we first saw it with the art industry, like, the, like painting and drawings painting, and all drawing. These things... I was always skeptical when it came to that because I was like, fuck, it's like I get it, but also like I do see some cool shit, but it's like you just need to know what you're saying, right? Again, regulate it. That was always my terms, like regulate it. Because yes, I'm not gonna AI fucking this painting and just it's in the fucking Louvre now. It's like you didn't do shit, bro. Get out of here.
You just touch a star.
You know, you're not gonna give me this and submit it in a fucking art gallery. Because no. Music, then the next industry that I saw get affected was music. And at first, I was like, that's pretty cool. And then they started adding voices to the thing. And I was like, oh, no. And then I was like, oh, no, that's accurate.
Yeah. What gets you going into like further dystopian territories where, you know, the AI is getting so objectively better at mimicking, because it's not even them.
Yeah, no, it's mimicking.
Mimicking. Current and dead artist.
Yeah, it's fucking
And it's, again, it's cool for the memes. It's cool. Bro, the many times I've seen fucking, like, Freddie Mercury singing this current song or, like, Biggie Smalls doing this other song. And it's like, that's cool. But who says a Warner Brothers executive or a Sony Music executive says, oh, so they're not dead. I can train a computer
To keep making music.
Next
thing you know, Queen's fucking releasing a new fucking
Queen's
album.
Making a new
release. And I was like, what?
And that is where you're going to not feel appreciative of the art and the artist, but you're basically bastardizing them.
Yeah.
You're basically doing what Prince legitimately said before his death.
True.
He was ahead of the curve. A little bit kooky at the end, but he was ahead of the curve with how ownership of one's art is important. he talked about it in the context of the music industry in owning masters, in owning, you know, your songs. Like, your song is yours. It's not this big fucking company that, like, owns whatever, and they can and will do whatever the fuck it wants. Like, if it wants to pull out your songs, porque le da la gana, they will do it. So you translate that to where volvemos, and I bring this news about, you know, the AI, yeah, Drake and The Weeknd song, is because that is where we're going to forget that it's going to be an issue, and it's going to be something more accepted, and we can't allow that.
Yeah.
Where it affects not only just the artist, because again, I hate it. I hate when they'll look at the surface level and just say, oh, that's not going to affect The Weeknd and Drake's bottom line, because they're just going to continue doing songs. No, it's not just that.
It's, yeah, because the fact is, as soon as you let one slide, it's just going to keep going.
You're free falling. You're free falling into an obscurity where we're going to have 30 seasons of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, even though they're not even making that show anymore. But guess fucking what? Their voice is still there. And that is where you won't appreciate what is supposed to be.
Yeah, when it came to and sorry to cut you off there. Mm. I remember the film, when it comes to like AI in the film industry, the one thing that really, I always hated it from the beginning, but that ticked me off and that like worried me and it made me sick was when they were talking. I was in a reality TV show and this woman was talking about the what they're aiming for towards the future with AI, where you can come home, sit down, tell your TV to generate. I want a rom-com with Tom Holland and Timothée Chalamet.
I remember. I know. I know.
And
what you want
the AI will literally do this in a matter of seconds. What? If you don't know about this, let it sink in. You're no longer sitting and searching for the movie that came out a year ago. Because nowadays, it takes a year for them to be on streaming services. You know, no. You're like, what do I feel like watching today? Not a movie that exists. No. You're going to create your own movie because it's what you feel in an instant. And to some of you, that sounds, whoa, that's cool. No. If you tell me that you can do that with a fucking video game, cool, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ready Player One, that shit. With movies, that's scary because that means that you're no longer paying the actor. Fuck it. No writer's doing that, mm-hmm. right? No. Computer generated. There's no crew, right? No cameraman, no director, nothing. There's not a cast. No actors are getting paid. Right?
No one is consenting to it.
No one is consenting. And there we go. No one is consenting to being in that movie.
Yo, if you let deviant art motherfuckers do fanfic shit like that, that is when you know you're in trouble. Because it's just that. It's just the consent of having yourself into something that you don't condone, you don't endorse. You entiende? So, like, yeah. Again, it's a very, very serious slippery slope that,
and you
for
know,
her, and I it just, I know which video you're talking to about, and she brought, and she, again, my brain control at this point, because it cannot be someone willingly set that
joyful, like, happy,
guys, like, wouldn't it be so awesome if Leonardo DiCaprio and, like, I don't know, like, Zendaya would be in a movie together, but they haven't, but you can just say it and they'll appear, like, it's, whoa.
Like, what is this? What are you... What kind of world are we entering? We're entering... This is a world... And here's the thing. People... Here's the problem with people. We forget, yes, actors and whatever and all these people, yeah, they're big and whatnot. They're still human like us. What stops people from going after famous people and then going after people just like us? That's the other thing people don't think. They stay up there. Yeah, what about when it starts affecting us? Which already will... But, you know.
Who's going to flip my burgers? Are you going to do it, Bob?
Who's going to flip my burgers?
Or Aimbot 3000? Because I feel Aimbot 3000 do 30 burgers in one minute.
Why stop there? Hey, AI. You know, fuck it. Hey, Google. Generate surveillance footage of Luis Jimenez stealing from Chick-fil-A. Boom. It sounds funny, but people can do this.
They do this.
Like, that's the thing. It's like, let's stop thinking about the big artists, whatever. No, no, no. Now I just want to fuck with people. Mm. It's like, generate surveillance footage of it. Send it to the fucking police. I don't know. Screw it. Oh, my God. It's so funny.
The SWAT, what? It's swatting times 1,000. That's just worse. Again, like, you're
we're gonna be seeing a slew of fucking YouTube videos of people like, I pranked my brother with AI footage, sent him to jail for a week. What?
Not clickbait.
Not clickbait. Not clickbait. Yeah.
Emotional.
We're sorry.
We're sorry.
Oh God, bro, AI is scary. So back to the strikes, which is all has to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just scary, man. It's just scary. It makes no sense. I don't know why the executives are being assholes. Like Disney. I know why. This isn't me being naive. It's me being angry. Why aren't you just conforming to this? You lose nothing. Yeah. You're losing more money by pushing back projects and canceling projects than by just signing the fucking contract.
You know what $500 million would have done for Warner Brothers had they not lost it? They would really distribute it to every single demand. In fact, going back to where the proposal is, they were just asking, I don't remember the exact number, I'll probably look it up and put it here. It's less than 1% collectively, because the entirety of this proposal is every major studio that is the AMTPT take in a percentage of their profits. And basically distributing them depending on, you know, their contractual obligations, to which it isn't 1%, 2% whole in everyone. It's just Disney chip in here, Warner Brothers chip in here, Universal chip in here, and that pool of money will be distributed evenly and more directly to the artists, to the working people that did your show or movie or whatever.
Wow.
So It's jarring because they'll go about this to hell and back, that they're not the villains, and that once again the writers and the actors are being assholes because, oh my God, you're trying to belittle the big guys and saying like, see what you're doing to little Timothy, who just wanted to act his heart out. You are canceling and you are delaying this man's future. And it's not my fault that you're doing this. It's tu perreta that is causing all this. And like, to kind of point into what Bob has been saying. And I thought about this like throughout this. If you take out the quote that he said about
Let them starve.
It was him, mind.
Yeah.
Nadie me puede decir lo contrario. It was him.
Yeah.
If you were to say, let them starve, the first thought that you would think out of everyone is Bob Chapek from Disney. I'm just talking about Disney in general, because they're both Bobs, apparently. And before he got fired, he was always the laughingstock or always the blame on a lot of things that Disney was doing. During that small period, they were blaming him for like, oh man, the quality is going down the drain. Like, Disney isn't what it used to be, and you're bringing back Iger to fix and mitigate this whole thing. And you would think this new era of Bob Iger is going to like trying to redirect what Chapek was burning and ruining. And coincidentally, he's ruining it even more because now he's having these PR events where he's trying his best, guys. He's trying his best, and it's just them. They're not cooperating. They're not helping them.
I hate it so much.
It's this whole help me, help
they were
you.
Like, they're like, so here's the thing. Here's a contract. We just want to make decent money.
Decent money.
We just want to be able to have, you know, pay rent. That's it, you know?
The bare necessities, just pay rent.
Yeah. So you go like, let me see what we can do with accounting. Okay, let me run it by accounting. Okay. So they want more money. Okay. So what we can do is we can lower your bonuses. We're not touching my bonus. Come on, man.
No bonuses.
Come on, man. Me? I got to pay my rent. You know what I'm saying?
Multiple rents.
But yeah, what can we do? What's the next thing we can do? Well, that's just it. That's all we can do. Okay, no, I know what we can do. Don't worry. Don't worry. I'm gonna announce something.
Mm-hmm.
You just wait.
Wait.
So we plan to scan actors' faces so that we can just use them without them having, you know, to worry about coming into work and, you know, just don't get paid.
Here's $1 for your contribution to great films moving forward.
Save it, because that's the only dollar you get, because we're scanning your face and using AI to make more movies.
Forever.
And ever.
We own your likeness.
Exactly. We're running out of time here, because my camera's about to die. But I would like to add one thing, if I can, to end all of this. We are obviously... There's no ending to this, because the strike is going to keep going. We support you guys 100%. All the other people who want to join in, like, you know, CGI, visual effects artists, voice actors now, yeah, do that. Keep going. This is what we need. Unionize.
Let the people burn.
I want to bring into collision Corridor Crew, which did something a while back that people lost their shits. I'm going to be honest. I was perfectly fine with it. I never saw the issue. And then I'm going to say they sort of, I guess, again, I didn't have an issue with it, but they redeemed themselves.
Hmm.
Where they made anime using using AI, yeah, and visual effects, right? So they played hand in hand. And I was like, yeah, that's pretty cool. You know, that's a good way to use a tool, right? People were fucking bashing on them, whatever. And then they made a second episode to that anime. And they basically did what... It's funny, because they did what a big company could do. They did it with a small company, right? Yeah, they used AI. They also hired an artist to, you know, so that his art would be featured in the anime.
Mm-hmm.
They hired, I think it was voice actors, and then they hired more visual effects artists so that they can finish rendering the whole thing. So it's like, yeah, I used AI, but I still paid people to do their job, right? And that is something where I'm like, that's how you use AI as a tool instead of, like, by getting rid of people's jobs.
Everything's just so distorted.
It is.
It again, I thought this episode wasn't going to happen, because I thought, like, the time that we kind of gave each other and just gave the situation, like, time to, like, breathe and maybe, you know, they'll stop their worries, yeah, and they'll, like, come together, and it's just getting worse and worse. And,
mm-hmm,
and, you know, it's pathetic, because they're not seeing it. They're not seeing the clear picture.
Yeah.
They're just seeing their bonuses or seeing their, mm-hmm, bottom lines, you know, whatever.
Here's the thing. I wonder how long they think they can keep postponing this, because I can assure you none of those people who are striking are going to budge.
No.
Not a single one.
They're very adamant. A lot of, like, almost like slam the shady reportings of, like, oh, like, the MTPT did this type of deal, but the writers haven't kind of said no to this, and blah, blah, like, kind of caused divisions between them.
Yeah.
And, you know, all of them are, they're holding, the studios are holding out because it doesn't make sense to them, but they're just not aware that this time around they can't fuck around like they did in 2007 and like they did in, like, other
You years. Know what I think is actually going to happen, which we've already seen it. If I'm not mistaken, A24 is one of the production companies, mm, who is still able to make movies because they agree,
yeah,
to the you know, to the terms. I think we're going to be seeing a new rise of big production companies because of this. Because we're allowing... It's ironic. The little companies are agreeing to the terms, right? They're going to be able to release movies. They're going to, mm-hmm, be able to make more money.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be able to grow.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree. Yeah, I see
where if these big production companies are keep being stubborn, they're going to be lost in the dust, you know? Because, again, how is A24... We know it's not that small anymore,
yeah,
but it is relatively small compared to fucking Warner Brothers and Disney.
Mm-hmm.
they were able to sign the contracts. I'm not mistaken, Neon is another one that was able to sign the to agree to the terms.
A lot of big, I mean, a lot of big actors have been.
Yeah, they're still
are working because they got waivers for A24 movies. Yeah, that's the only at the moment only studio that is getting like a lot of greenlit productions. Mm-hmm.
I think Neon is another one. I'm not sure. I think I read something about that, so I'm not sure. But I do know that A24 is literally one of the production companies that all the actors can. You know, go work with them because, yeah, they agree to the terms. That's all you have to do. So you see, anyone who's being fucking annoying and going like, oh, they just don't want to work. No. They just have terms.
And again, this isn't really like elitist writers or elitist actors that are like complaining.
No.
That's something that I quite literally can never understand why we have to think about people at the top, which fine. Yeah, those are the big people that you can that you obviously fucking see in like and even, tickets and all that shit. Yeah. But it's
and even they are supporting...
Yeah, because it's a collective union. Yeah,
it's a
the
union.
Word, the word union is there. I don't understand why we have to divide people and put like different classes between the union that is just trying to do us a favor and is entertain. Mm-hmm. That's something I completely never understand how like we have to bash in people's livelihoods, no matter of class, no matter of like, you know, wealth and status. At the end of the day, we consume their shit. And it's ironic how we bash them and say, fuck you, you monkey, dance.
Yeah.
Dance for me. And it's pathetic because we're looking at it from the down up. How's that? How the fuck's that working?
Yeah.
As if like we have even control over the fucking narrative.
And believe, some you might not see it, but some of those big actors might feel bad at the fact that the people... I'm up here... Right, as an actor, because of you, and now you're talking shit like that hurts in a way, you know. And they might not all see it like that; it might not affect them, but still, deep down, it's like, you know, I gave my whole life for your amusement. I'm here because of you, and I'm forever grateful. But now you're talking shit. Why? Unnecessary. But yeah, strikes are still happening, and they're going to keep happening. I definitely see small production companies just becoming the new OGs, and I can't wait to see Disney and Warner Brothers just fall. Bit of a shame, you know? Actually, not even.
Not a shame. They dug themselves this
fucking I'm glad. My shame was for other things, but you know what? Fuck it. I would love to see Marvel being bought by another company. DC as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's see what happens under new management, you know?
Fresh ideas, you know, more of an equal and happier environments.
Yes. Not so toxic.
Not so grueling, you know, everything's on the bottom line.
It's not all about money.
Not all about money. It's about the art.
It's about the art. So
quality over quantity, apparently, and it's such a crazy concept. Why would you do that?
Why?
Have 20 shows by like next week. I need them like constantly in a hurry.
Yeah, and
rush.
You know what? It's funny that they use that as an excuse as well. We've already mentioned it, but it's just hilarious. Like, no, because now we can have 20 shows. Yeah, we can. Should we? Yeah, of course. So can you write
Why
that?
Not?
Can you write it? No. Fine. I'll get this computer to write it. But that's you're taking away my job. You don't want to work. Well, are you going to pay me for the extra hours? Sir, come on, man. You're a writer. Don't you love what you do?
For the love of the art?
For the love of the art. As someone who's done a lot of projects for the love of the art, I can assure you, it's fun. It's still exhausting. It doesn't matter. I have done 3 major projects for free. 1 movie, 3 short films here in PR. Was it fun? Fuck yeah, it was fun. It sucks, though. Yeah, I get to sit and watch the movie and be like, oh, that's my name right there in the credits.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. That's all I get from it. That's it.
Your work should be valued. I think that's the bottom line of all this. And don't look at it, and don't look at this at the perspective of just, like, again, dumb elitist actors, and they're like, oh my god, they just want more millions out of this. It's not really that. They take their time. It's hours and hours and hours of their time for our fucking amusement.
Yep.
We consume it. We're the fucking monkeys consuming their shit.
Yeah. We very quickly forget how long it takes for them to work. Because we start listening to like, oh yeah, pre-production started. Yeah, that's an easy 5-6 months. Shooting, that takes around the longest, month, 2 months. Yeah. The longest, because nowadays we speed run that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have post-production, which can take an extra month or 2 depending on, now we have so much visual effects and shit, it usually takes longer. But yeah, that's it. A movie can be done in a year or two, right? We forget how fast that goes, how hard they're working, you know? Crew members get paid the day, by the day. They most of them by the union in terms of cast. Mm. They're not supposed to do overtime. They can't.
Nope.
They're not allowed to by contract. So you have to make sure that your day is done, you know? Post-production employees, you know, like visual effects, editors, they get paid by the hour.
Hour.
So you see, these are people who are working, and you can't just undermine them. Actors get paid the same thing, by the way, by the day. And usually they have packages that you have to pay the package, and he'll last you the whole film. But not all of them are like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, be mindful. Educate yourself. Don't be a dick.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. If you don't support the actors and the writers and everyone else who's striking, I hope this changes your mind. If you are yourself a aspiring writer, actor, composer, I don't know.
Artist.
An artist. We know you support them, and we support you. So, and thank you for supporting us by listening this entire thing. It's been a bummer. We haven't been able to do anything because there's nothing to watch, honestly. We might as well just start watching old shit. We should probably do that. With that said, thank you guys so much for watching and sticking by. We've definitely missed this. Hopefully, we can do a little bit more. We can get back on track. But in the meantime, now you know why.
There's nothing.
There's nothing. And it'll probably be like that for a few more years. They estimated 2025, right? We won't be getting shit until 2025.
The last Marvel project is the Marvels in November.
Fuck Disney. I'm talking about overall, but yes.
Oh, no, project. But...
Yeah.
But we're not getting anything.
We're not getting anything else. Fantastic. Good way to de-stress and decompress.
Bella. We have been getting bombarded a lot of stuff since the pandemic, so I think this was the cleansing that we need, perhaps. Maybe.
This is our entertainment pandemic. We get nothing for 2 years. Let's go, and then we get fresh shit. Awesome. Well, guys, again, thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you in the next one. Have a good day.